it's not as daunting as what people think. It's predominantly emphasised for people that haven't done judo before, starting from a novice level. And because it's quite a technical kind of class, it kind of builds them up pretty quickly with high kind of standard of instructors. So they can come in, do a bit of standing work, groundwork, arm locks, strangles, rolls, throwing. It's all kind of good fun, but with an element of technical ability that they can get graded relatively quickly as well.
And also build their fitness levels up, I'd imagine, because look at them, they're puffing and panting.
Massively, yeah. There's a lot of cardiovascular involved and strength. It's definitely a great workout. So it's not just for technical, it's definitely a gym session as well.
And the great thing is the guys come here, test it all out, and if they like it, maybe further within the army, the navy, and the RAF.
Definitely. It's good that we've got all the services coming here because it is massive. I'm trying to promote judo definitely in the army as much as possible. We've got the army championships. We've got great teams. We've got strong fighters of all novice, intermediate, and dan grade above. And that's really one of my goals, is to take these people, transform them into good fighters, and then build a team and work from there.
Yeah, it'd be good to get more of these guys into the teams, because otherwise the teams will get less and less as you all get older, really.
Definitely, yeah. The experience is already going. I remember when I first joined the army 12 years ago, that all the guys that were teaching me in the army level have now gone. So now it's on people like me to keep it going, promote. And I mean, we've got national fighters. We've got a great side.
And you represent the army a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I fought for the army, represented the army and tri-service. And that's what I want to do, is promote that. They've got good expertise with me, and I want to make as many kind of army strong fighters and through tri-service to fight for their own cap badges as well.
Obviously, you join them with these classes a little bit here, but how are you keeping your fitness levels, keeping your judo going, ready to return to the team when you finish your tour here in Bastion?
It's vital to keep fitness up here in and off the mat. My own civilian club in Lark Hill as well on a Wednesday. So that's obviously good for promotion and obviously good for the army as well. It's vital that you keep on top of your game for the health and promotion of the sport.
So what else are you doing with your fitness levels here then?
A lot of CV work, a lot of running. I'm in the gym daily. The gym facility is really good. You've got to keep obviously your strength up and basically just make sure you keep healthy mentally and physically.
And if someone wants more details about your judo club here in Bastion, Bastion 2 gym on a Thursday evening and a Sunday evening at 2015 hours, how can they contact you for more details?
You can get me on Facebook. We've got our own specialist Bastion Judo Club webpage on Facebook. We're all on that. You just sign up and then we can all kind of communicate through that with the timings. And also I've had a lot of one-to-one kind of tuition giving lads kind of private lessons. If they want to come up, revise anything, they can ask me. I've given them details of the terminology for the Japanese kind of the wording that they need for their grading. And all these guys have graded already, and they've just been, you know, they've been outstanding. And that's because they've put themselves out there.